كثيرا، وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بحمده بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
السلام عليكم. So inshallah we're going to start Salah in just a few minutes. So with your permission, inshallah, we'll give the brothers and sisters who are trying to find the parking and those who are stuck in the traffic. So inshallah, in 5-7 minutes, we're going to start. If you agree. Is everyone okay with that? Okay, alhamdulillah. So we're going to start with the Salah. And as you know, that the Salah has 7 takbirat in the first rak'ah after takbiratul ihram. And we have 5 in the second one after takbiratul qiyam. Different madhabs have different takbirat. So in the Hanafi madhab, they have 3 in the first and 3 in the second. So the takbirat are sunnah. Even if the imam adds more or less, or in some cases, some of the imams, they forget because they have been praying taraweeh the whole month. They say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And people fight with them after and we have to do salah again. No, you don't even have to make sajda sahwa at the end, right? So this is totally acceptable, inshallah. Takbirat al-Eid, يعني the ulama are flexible with the takbirat. So the one you are doing today, this is the one approved by Imam al-Shafi'i. And the different scholars have different ways of takbirat. It is dhikrullah. So alhamdulillah, it's all good. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet ﷺ from his sunnah is to read Surah Sabbih Isma Rabbika al-A'la in the first rak'ah. Hal ataka hadith al-ghashiyah in the second one. Sometimes he changed a little bit. He would recite Qaf in the first rak'ah and Al-Qamar in the second one. But most of the time he did Sabbih Isma Rabbika al-A'la and Hal ataka hadith al-ghashiyah, which we will do today, inshallah. Salatul Eid is sunnah, which means it doesn't have sunnah before or after. Unless you come before Salah, you would like to pray Salatul Fajr before sunrise, or after you want to pray Salatul Duha, or before you want to pray Tahiyatul Masjid. It's all acceptable, alhamdulillah. Then after the Salah, inshallah, I'm going to give a talk for about 5 to 7 minutes. I keep the khutbah very short. The Prophet ﷺ didn't talk too much when he gave khutbah, especially for Eid. He just reminded the people because they need to go to work or they need to go to school. So I'm going to keep it average 7 minutes, inshallah. English, a little bit of Arabic, and maybe in the future we're going to add some Urdu, some Somali, but today because of the time limit, we'll keep it to English and Arabic, inshallah. Make sure in the Eid that you take your kids out, make it a special occasion for them. Because as you know, if they go to the public school, their colleagues and friends, they are always celebrating Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's. Every other day they have something celebrating. We only have Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. So make them very special. Buy them gifts. Take them out. Go to the movies, but good movies. Like Finding Dory. There are some good movies for the kids. Why not? Make it a special occasion for them. I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm just giving you some examples. Go to the park, you know, go fishing, do something special with your kids, make the Eid memorable for them. So they will say, yeah, we have Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, you know, we don't have to look at other things, inshallah. Give a prize or a gift to your wife or to your husband, a flower will make them happy, will put a smile on their face. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always put a smile on people's face, right? So this is something we need to do, inshallah, and also keep your brothers and sisters in the Muslim world in your dua. Some of them don't have the luxury of being able to go to the masjid and pray Salatul Eid because the masjid has been destroyed or they are being attacked from the drones and the planes and so on and so forth. Some of them are homeless. Some of them lost family members. They can't enjoy the Eid. You know about what happened in Iraq, in Turkey, in Medina, in Somalia, the last few days in the month of Ramadan. So we keep them in our dua. And we enjoy Eid and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah in the month of Ramadan to allow us to enter Jannah through the door of Arayan, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, a couple of more takbirat, then we'll start, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira. وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
If you can get everyone to move up a little bit because the people are waiting outside, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Move up a little bit, inshallah. Barakallahu fiik.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله 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 أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
السلام عليكم. So inshallah we're going to pray Salatul Eid, and as I mentioned, two rak'ah, seven takbirat in the first one after takbirat al-ihram, and five in the second one after takbirat al-qiyam. Between every two takbir, you say a dhikr, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. And when you finish, inshallah, go home. If you meet someone who missed Salatul Eid or they slept through, then you can tell them that they can make up the salah anytime today. And this is totally acceptable in some madhabs, inshallah. And as I mentioned, inshallah, for salah, I give a very short talk for 7 minutes, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So, as I mentioned, inshallah, khutbah Eid, inshallah, is going to be very short, 7 minutes, so please no one leave. And even if you try to leave, the doors are closed anyway. We call it Middle Eastern democracy. So, Alhamdulillah, الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين وصلي وسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. I begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this great opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan and to fast and pray and give sadaqah and zakat to the best of our ability. Alhamdulillah, we had a wonderful Ramadan this year. We're able to pay off the loan, alhamdulillah. In less than 2 weeks, alhamdulillah, we're able to raise over $500,000 in this masjid. Takbir.
Allah.
Takbir.
Allah.
Takbir.
Allah.
So no more loan. No more riba in the masjid. This masjid is loan-free. Alhamdulillah. We couldn't have done it without your help. And without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before everything. So inshallah, a reminder, those who made a pledge, fulfill your pledge, inshallah. And you have a whole year to pay, as I mentioned, when we're doing the fundraise. If you are able to pay now, alhamdulillah. If not, then you have a whole year. You can pay something monthly, inshallah. And you will get a tax receipt at the end of the year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Ameen. Allah qabul asin, inshallah. Today, inshallah, I'm going to talk about two types, or actually three types of Muslims. Full-time Muslims, and part-time Muslims, and freelance Muslims. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to offend anyone, inshallah. And close to the end of my talk, freelance Muslims have something to do with Tim Hortons. This is why I got the cup with me. So pay attention, inshallah. If you normally fall asleep in the khutbah, pay attention for just 2-3 minutes, inshallah. The full-time Muslims are those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all year long. They do the basics. They pray 5 times namaz, 5 times prayers every day. They fast in the month of Ramadan. They pray a couple of rak'ahs at night. They give sadaqah here and there. They give their zakah. If they have the ability, they go for hajj. They're wonderful people. They have a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a good relationship with the people. They keep the balance. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have faith in Allah and they serve Him, and they do good deeds, and they serve humanity. They try to make a difference, and they are good to everyone. When they worship Allah, these people, the full-time Muslims, they worship Allah with hope and fear. The fear that they have not done enough, and the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive them and forgive their shortcomings, and they make a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He gives them the chance, they will do better next year and next time. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى طُوَالِ الْعَامِ فَيَعْنِي إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانِ اجْتَهَدْ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ وَلَكِنْ هُوَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى طُولِ الْعَامِ فَعِبَادَتُهُ تَدُورُ عَلَى الْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ. الخوف إن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يتقبل منه أو إن نيته لا يكون فيها إخلاص. والرجاء إن الله سبحانه وتعالى يغفر له التقصير. The second group, I call them the part-time Muslims, right? So the whole year they hibernate. They don't pray, they don't do nothing, right? Nothing. But when Ramadan comes, they have what I like to call the sudden Ramadan syndrome, SRS, right? I made this up, right? Sudden Ramadan syndrome. So when Ramadan comes, you don't see them before Ramadan, but when Ramadan comes, mashallah, they're all over the place, they come to every salah, which is not wrong. At least they come, if they are sincere in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. But you have to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of Ramadan and He is the Lord of the rest of the years. Do a little bit after Ramadan, a little bit before Ramadan. When Ramadan comes, do a little bit more. Nothing wrong. How much does it take you to pray 5 times a day? 5 minutes or 4 minutes for every salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you 24 hours. All He is asking is 24 minutes every day. That's 1 minute per hour. And some people still think that this is too much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To these people, we love them, but I have a message for them today. مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ رَمَضَانَ فَإِنَّ رَمَضَانَ قَدْ مَاتْ وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتْ. I tell them that if you worship Ramadan, Ramadan is dead now. Ramadan died, خلاص. But if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the living and He never dies. These brothers, again we love them, but they do more in Ramadan, nothing outside Ramadan. MashaAllah, they always come for Taraweeh, which is a good thing. And when it is time to close the doors at the end of the day, they don't want to leave. You have to call the police to take them out. They are the same people who, after Ramadan, you have to call the police again to bring them to come for Jummah, right? So you have to keep the balance. Do a little bit outside Ramadan, but in Ramadan, do more, alhamdulillah. The third group, الغافلون, they don't care. If it's Ramadan, before Ramadan, after Ramadan, it doesn't really make any difference for them. They don't pray in Ramadan, they don't fast in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, no sadaqah, no taraweeh, no qiyam, nothing. And this is what we call الغافلون, the heedless people. They are not mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned in one of the khutbahs, the purpose of ibadah in Ramadan is to generate taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So the whole purpose of ibadah is to instill taqwa in your heart and your mind, to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to know the purpose of your life in this world. We're not just here to make money. If you think about your purpose here, and I'm not talking about Mississauga or Canada, I'm talking about this world. Why are we here? We are here for a short period of time. 70 years, 120 years, 20 years. Eventually, we're going to go and leave this world. Hayat shu qisar, or zindagi bahut mukhtasari, as they say. We're not here to stay, inshallah. It's a short visit. Eventually, we will leave. So what does this, the ghafla, the heedlessness, have to do with Tim Hortons? Now is the time for the story. There was a brother at Tim Hortons, and it was like 10 in the evening, and someone came him inside, another Muslim brother came inside, and he said, "Ya Abdullah, your wife is giving birth." So the brother was drinking his coffee, he just threw the cup and, you know, and he ran away, he left his coffee and he ran in the street, "My wife is giving birth, subhanAllah," and he started to run. He couldn't wait for the bus, he didn't have a car, so he started to run. His house was like 10, 12 minutes away from a walk from the Tim Hortons. So he started to run. After 2 or 3 minutes, he said, "Okay, wait a minute. My wife is only 3 months pregnant. She's not 9 months pregnant." But he said, "Okay, let me, you know, see what is going on in the house." And he started to run again, 3, 4 minutes, you know. Then he said, "Okay, wait a minute. I'm not even married." He said, "SubhanAllah, but again, let me go and see what is going on in my house." And he started to run again. After 2 minutes, he stopped and he said, "Okay, what's wrong with me? My name is not Abdullah." Like the guy who came in, he said, "Ya Abdullah, your wife is giving birth." "My name is not Abdullah. What is going on here?" So when people hear this story, they laugh. Okay, how foolish is this? Sometimes we do the same thing. When we know that the purpose of our life in this dunya is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is the purpose of your creation, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, nothing wrong if you make good money, have a big house, a fancy car, no problem, but your first job in this dunya is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you turn your back on Allah and you don't do your job, then you have ghafla like Abdullah in the story. If I ask any single one of you, every one of you who is married and they have kids, what is the most important thing in your life? They will say my kids. But still, we pay all attention to work, we busy ourselves with different things, and we barely have any time for kids, for our children. We barely give them any attention, and we barely teach them anything about Islam. We send them to the public school, and they are not getting any Islamic education at the end of the week, and you expect them, mashallah, when they grow up, they're gonna be like Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. I mean, you are fooling yourself. You have to do your part. You have to teach them Islamic adab and tarbiyah, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. We can give so many examples, but khalas, I got only 2 minutes to go. This reminds me of Ibrahim ibn Adham. He was walking in the streets of Basra, and the people stopped him, and they said, Ya Imam, يعني نحن حاسين بالغفلة ندعو فلا يستجاب لنا نرى الموتى ولا نعتبر بهم ونصلي وما فيش خشوع فقال إنه الغفلة جاءتكم والقلوب ماتت من عشرة أشياء. So Ibrahim ibn Adham was walking in the streets of Basra and the people said, Ya Imam, we don't have خشوع in salah. We make dua and Allah does not answer. When we see a janaza, we never picture ourselves in that casket one day. So what is going on? And he said, this is called ghafla, heedlessness, like the third group I mentioned. And he said, you have ghafla because of 10 things. So I'm gonna give you the 10 things and I'll let you go, inshallah. He said, عرفتم الله يعني زعمتم محبتكم لله وعصيتموه. Number one, you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all your heart and you disobey Him day and night. وَأَكَلْتُم مِّن رِزْقِهِ وَلَمْ تَشْكُرُوا. You eat from the rizq, the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything you have, everything you are is from Allah. But still you don't have a few seconds to say, Ya Allah, thank you. You never do. And number three, you read the Qur'an, يعني تقرؤون القرآن ولا تعتبروا به. You read the Qur'an and you never apply the Qur'an to your life. And number four, زعمتم محبتكم للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعصيتموا وخالفتموا. You claim that you love Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and you disobey him all the time. If he tells you go to the right, you go to the left. Go up, you go down. So how you claim to be a good Muslim if you don't listen to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? Number five, you claim that shaitan is your enemy. You hate shaitan from the bottom of your heart and you obey him all the time. يعني زعمتم عداوتكم للشيطان ووافقتموه وزعمتم أن الجنة حق ولم تعملوا لها. Everyone would love to go to Jannah, but are you really doing your part to deserve to go to Jannah? Ask yourself. وعلمتم أن النار حق ولم تفروا منها. You know that Jahannam is the truth and those who are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go there. What have you done to protect yourself from it? وَعَلِمْتُمْ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ وَلَمْ تَسْتَعِدُّوا لَهُ. Everyone knows that one day they will die, but what have you done to prepare for that day? It can be after 2 minutes, it can be today in the evening, it can be tomorrow, after a month, who knows? وَدَفَنْتُمُ الْمَوْتَ وَلَمْ تَعْتَفِرُوا بِهِمْ. All the time people die, we do janazah for them, we take them to the graveyard, and we never think that one day we will be in their place. وَانْشَغَلْتُمْ بِعُيُوبِ النَّاسِ وَنَسِيتُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ. You think all the time about people, their mistakes, their shortcomings. This guy is tall, this guy is ugly, this sister is this.